Hello and welcome to the GCSE Chinese Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here today because we're diving into one of the most rewarding topics in the whole specification, careers and professions, or in Chinese, zhiye. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, this topic comes up across all four skills: listening, speaking, reading and writing. And the brilliant news is that once you've got the vocabulary and grammar structures nailed, you can absolutely fly in the exam. So let's get into it. Let's start with the essential vocabulary. The most important word you need is 工作, which means work or job. You'll see this everywhere. Then we have 职业, meaning career or profession. These two are your foundation stones. Now, let's go through the key job titles. Listen carefully and try to picture each one as I say it. 医生, doctor. 老师, teacher. 工程师, engineer. 律师, lawyer. 厨师, chef. 护士, nurse. 商人, businessman or businesswoman. 警察, police officer. 记者, journalist. 演员, actor or actress. 科学家, scientist. 设计师, designer. Now, a little tip here. Notice how many job titles in Chinese end in 士, or 家, or 员. The character 士 often appears in skilled professions. 老师, 工程师, 厨师, 设计师. The character 家 appears in expert or specialist roles, 科学家, 音乐家. And 员 appears in roles that involve membership of a group, 演员, 服务员. Spotting these patterns will help you guess unfamiliar job titles in the reading and listening papers. Now, let's move on to the grammar structures you absolutely must know, and I cannot stress this enough. These structures are the difference between a grade 4 and a grade 7 at higher tier. The first and most important structure is expressing future intentions. In Chinese, we don't conjugate verbs the way you do in French or Spanish. Instead, we use modal words before the verb. The three key ones for future plans are 我想, I want to, or I'd like to. 我要, I want to, or I'm going to. 我打算, I plan to, or I intend to. So you might say 我想当医生, I want to be a doctor. Or 我打算以后学习法律, I plan to study law in the future. Notice the word 当, which means to be or to become in the context of professions. This is different from 是, which is the general verb to be. When talking about becoming a profession, always use 当. Examiners will notice if you mix these up. The second key grammar structure is expressing opinions about jobs. Examiners at higher tier want to see justified opinions, not just I like this job, but I like this job because. Here are your essential opinion phrases. 我认为, I think or I believe. This is more formal and great for writing tasks. 我觉得, I feel or I think. This is more conversational, perfect for speaking. 我喜欢, I like. 我不喜欢, I don't like. And here's a crucial connector. 因为, because. Always follow your opinion with 因为. Examiners award marks specifically for justified opinions. So, 我想当律师,因为我觉得帮助别人很重要. I want to be a lawyer because I think helping others is very important. The third grammar structure is time expressions, and this is where many candidates lose marks. Examiners want to see you refer to past, present, and future. Here are your time markers. 现在, now, at the present. 将来, in the future. 以后, afterwards, in the future. 以前, before, in the past. 去年, last year. 明年, next year. 小时候, when I was young, as a child. So a beautifully structured sentence using time expressions might be, when I was young, I wanted to be an actor, but now I think being an engineer is more interesting because I like solving problems. Did you notice what that sentence did? It used a past time expression, a present time expression, gave an opinion, and justified it with 因为. That is exactly what examiners are looking for at higher tier.
That one sentence could be worth significant marks in your writing paper.